I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It. Please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Anonymous, we have got you on the voice disguiser. So what is this crazy idea that you got going through your head?
So I'm thinking about proposing this weekend to my girlfriend with a Tiffany box, even though the ring inside is fake.
Why would you do that?
Okay, her parents are flying in, and I already arranged for a dinner with them after I propose.
Okay. So
my plan is to propose at the Christmas Village, because our first date was there 2 years ago this weekend.
Oh, okay.
And she had always dreamed of a Tiffany engagement ring because her grandmother gave her a charm bracelet from Tiffany. So it's sentimental to her, and she's mentioned it more than once over the years.
So she's hinting at you, like, yo, the ring needs to be from Tiffany's.
Yeah, the thing is, though, I found a really nice ring, and I bought it, but it's from Jared instead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nothing wrong with Jared, by the way. I think my ring was from Jared, that I gave to my ex-wife. Shout out Jared, by the way.
I'd say the ring is still nice. And the reason why I went with that one is because we're saving for a house.
Mm.
And I did not want us to go into, like, major debt, yeah. Honestly. So I bought a Tiffany box off of eBay to make the proposal moment feel special.
So you're basically lying to her. Like, you're going to start your union off of a lie?
I know it seems that way, yeah. I even told one of my friends about this, and she's saying, like, basically, when I post my girlfriend, the second she sees the ring does not match the box, that's all I'm going to remember from that proposal.
I have a question. So wait, if she opens this box and feels like it's not from Tiffany's and confronts you about it, are you going to lie to her, or are you going to tell her the truth?
No, I'm not going to tell her that it's not from Tiffany.
Yeah, why would you? And you think you'd be able to get away with this?
But that's gaslighting her, though.
It's
legit gaslighting
her. But how would she know? Like, do you think that she would know the difference?
No, because she's not a jewelry person. And honestly, I think she's more obsessed with the fantasy of it being from Tiffany and not the actual ring itself.
Okay, so there we go. I mean, is that terrible then? I mean, he's giving her the fantasy without the price tag.
Why can't... I think this is kind of crappy. Like, why can't we just be honest with her? Because I understand your reasoning of wanting to save money for the house. I don't think you're wrong in that. But I do think it's wrong to basically gaslight your fiance.
I think that's
kind of messed up.
If she wouldn't know the difference, I mean, what percentage...
We're hoping she doesn't know the difference.
What percentage sure are you that she wouldn't know? If you had to just give us a number, like, what percentage sure?
I would say, like, 75% sure she won't know.
Come on. To save that kind of money, I mean, for his future?
I just feel like if she were to find out later that you did lie to her... it's going to be, so what else are you lying about? Or you're going to start our relationship out on a lie, like the most sacred,
to save the money,
a sacred
though.
Marriage.
It's not just for fun.
But you could, there's an opportunity to be honest with her about your reasoning. And I think that's fair. But instead, we're going to buy a box from eBay, a used box. You guys.
I love this idea. Well, let's talk to you.
Something old. That's not what it's supposed to be.
Not a ring box.
Not somebody else's used ring box.
All right. So Anonymous saying, hey, listen, my fiance has always had this fascination with having this proposal moment with a Tiffany ring. She always wanted a Tiffany ring, but honestly, like, she doesn't really know jewelry that well. We're trying to save for a house right now. So I want to just, I already have a ring from Jared, right? I bought a Tiffany ring box. I'm going to give her that moment that she's expecting, but it's just the ring's just not from Tiffany. Do we tell him to go for that, or should he just be honest and be like, yo, it's from Jared? You know, obviously, Jess, you're out of it. I don't think it's that terrible. I think because of your motive, I don't think it's a terrible idea to save a few bucks. And that's, to me, like, the biggest thing behind this. I think any woman that wants a financially stable future with a man would hear this and be like, yeah, like, why would you not just do that? You're still giving her the moment that she wants, but just on a budget, you know? Do we tell Anonymous to go for it? Do we talk him out of it? Who's up?
This is Chelsea in Elkridge on 4.
Chelsea, I mean, what do you think? Do you think he could fake his way through this ring? It's not really from Tiffany. You know, should he give her the fake box and say that it is?
Oh my God, yes. Like, no one's going to care. She's going to be a Christmas village. He can get like a ring from TikTok and she won't even notice it. She's going to be so in the moment.
Right.
No one's going to know. I think she's going to love it, and she's going to feel, especially because she loves him, she's not going to care about that. She's going to see a sparkling thing and that's it. It's more about the moment and the feelings.
So I agree with you that, like, the relationship should matter more. The relationship and the moment and the feeling should matter more. I think my only concern is him feeling like he needs to lie to her. Like, I don't understand why he can't explain to her about wanting to save more money for their house and all that kind of stuff, which I support. It's the lie for me. That's what's making me feel uncomfortable.
I feel like, I mean, honestly, it's a little white lie. Like, it's not going to do. It's so financially steep right now. Like, I think she's going to get it either way, even if she finds out. It's literally not a big deal. I mean, I feel like if anyone's calling otherwise, like, they're super shallow. Sorry, but yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's just like, it's a red flag if they think otherwise, you know. It's again, it's about the feeling and, like, the love and everything. It's not about the ring.
So you're saying that, like, if you're saying that, like, this is, the ring should be the most, isn't the most important part. It's more about the engagement and everything else. Not
exactly.
Not what's inside the box. It's more about the obviously.
It's just what it represents. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Okay, who's up, Jess?
This is Leah on 3 in Pasadena.
Leah, good morning.
Hi.
I mean, yeah, what do you think? Okay. I mean, he's considering, you know, proposing. He's got a Tiffany ring box with a ring from Jared on the inside because she's always wanted a Tiffany proposal. He doesn't think she'll be able to know the difference, though.
So I am ambivalent about whether or not, like, you know, if he wants to use the Tiffany box for the proposal, great. Like, it's a big moment, exciting. But you can't lie about where the ring is from. Like, if she asks or, you know, just generally, I think she has to be told immediately, okay, it's not actually a Tiffany ring. I know you wanted one. I know it's important to you. But, like, this is, you know, this is what I can afford. I want the house. Like, that's very reasonable. But, like, this is a marriage. And even if she's not a jewelry person, she's going to be so proud of that Tiffany ring. She's going to tell people. Mm-hmm. And there are jewelry people who will tell her, that is not a Tiffany ring, or she'll get talked about behind her back and she'll find out.
Somebody do that to somebody's face?
Wait a second.
Would somebody do that to somebody's face, though?
That's actually a really good point. He's basically going to humiliate. He's going to make her feel like she can. What happens if she posts this online and then this girl is saying my ring is from Tiffany's, and then people are going to think she's lying? People are going to think she's the liar, and there's going to be people being like, oh, this girl. Why is this girl saying her ring is from Tiffany's when it's obviously not? And it's going to make her look a certain type of way, even though he's lying, and that makes her look dumb.
If this woman posts, look at my Tiffany's ring, This is the most shallow woman on the face
not
of the earth.
Online.
Have you ever seen someone post?
No,
like,
that's not what we're saying. We're saying when said. This girl, like, no, what I'm saying is when she's with her girlfriends or whoever and she's like, oh my gosh, like my ring's from Tiffany's, it's my dream. And then someone's going to be like, oh yeah, sure, girl. And then behind her back, they're going to be like, wait, why is she lying to us? Why does she feel the need to say it's from Tiffany's when it's not? Like, what, or if she's at work and some coworker that she doesn't know,
know.
And talks crap
far-fetched.
About her behind her back.
It just feels far-fetched
it's
to me.
Shallow. It's not shallow to be like proud of your ring and to be, you know, oh my God, my future husband thought, you know, he knew that I wanted a Tiffany ring and he got one. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Like I would say that for sure. Not because I'm shallow, but because I would be bragging on how thoughtful and, you know, kind he is and how much he knows me and blah, blah, blah. Bad idea.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, Leah.
What do you think? Could he get, I mean, y'all, he's saving money for their future. You guys are discounting that whole fact. Like, can he get away with it? Do we talk him out of it or does he go for it?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Now, Mahesh, you actually, because we were talking about, like, maybe he could get away with it because who in the world would ever be like, hey, that ring is fake, you know, because mm-hmm. Jess is worried that somebody may actually call her out and be like, hey,
I'm afraid like one of her friends is going to be like, girl, why is this man lying to you? Because that's not from Tiffany's.
And I'm like, nobody would ever do that. Mahesh, you've got a real world example of that actually happening.
Yeah, kind of. We were at like a family friend's place and one of the aunties there is very into jewelry. And like had a whole jeweler's kit and she like busted it out and whoever wanted their jewelry checked, she was able to like, you know, to see if the diamond's real or like how clean it is or the quality and stuff.
This is so anti-core. Like, this is anti-core.
Like, yeah. Checking rings
so
to see what was real.
If his fiance isn't a jewelry pro, someone she knows might be.
How about
and it
that?
Come up. And my wife and I, we've been married, we just had our 6th anniversary. This happened like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We'd already been married for like 4 years and her engagement ring was being checked to make sure like the diamond was real.
Were you nervous, Mahesh? Were you sweating it a little bit?
No, luckily I was not because I went through one of my.
Because he's like, I'm not a liar.
Right, yeah.
Wait, was anybody there? Was anybody there shocked? Was anything fake they didn't know?
No, everyone's jewelry is legit. So
dang.
Luckily, no one
wow.
Shot,
so. That's so. I didn't. First of all, I didn't know that's an option of things that could
that's
be happening at parties.
That's something like my Apu would do for sure.
Yeah,
she would totally
like
pull that.
And they're not even like in the jewelry business. That's
no.
Like her hobby.
Yeah, QVC. I bet you my Apu has that from QVC in her house right now.
Just
for
exactly.
funsies.
Just to call people out.
Mm-hmm.
Just to check receipts.
Yeah.
Mahesh, that's funny, man. Well, if that's an option, we definitely need to keep that in mind. Who's up, Jess?
This is Anne on 3 in Baltimore.
And you know, listen, she always wanted a Tiffany ring just for the proposal. It's you know, her grandma gave her this bracelet, so Tiffany means something to her. He doesn't think she's going to know the difference. He wants to save for this house. Do we tell him to go for it? I mean, what do we do here?
So I definitely don't support the lie. I think if it's something that is really important to her, that's like her lifelong dream, that it's worth actually doing the Tiffany's. And I realize she's stressed about the house. I know how it is when you're first starting out and you're worried about money. But I think if you're entering into a marriage, you have to think long term. And when you hit your 40s and your 50s, you have the house, you have everything. And you're really glad that when you could in the beginning that you made your wife's dream come true. That's how I feel about
it. What are you trying to say?
I think that he, if it's really that important to her, that he should buy the Tiffany's and not lie and actually do it.
Are you saying the ring is more important than the house?
No, I think the house comes eventually anyway.
I got you. Okay, so you're saying get the ring now, and if it takes you longer to get the house, it's worth it to have this moment now?
Right. If this is her lifelong dream, if it isn't that important to her, then yeah, I wouldn't lie, but I wouldn't tell her it's Tiffany's either.
Mm.
If it's not that important, if it really is not that important, then don't spend the money. But if this is her lifelong thing that she's always wanted,
which it seems like it is,
if you can give it to her, I would do it.
Okay, but if he already has the ring from Jared, should he like take it back and like sell it and go get a different one, you think?
Yeah, I feel like this is a marriage. This is the rest of your life. So, okay. I think if he just bought it, I mean, I would, if it were my spouse, I would do, if I could afford it,
mm-hmm.
what they wanted, if that was their lifelong dream. Mm-hmm. I would try. Because this is your spouse. This is your lifelong person.
You're not wrong. I just don't know that you're right. Okay.
I get the sentiment.
Wow. Man, you guys are really knocking with my commitment phobia this morning with this topic.
No, but what I'm saying though, more than anything, I feel like the consensus is though, like he should not lie.
Right.
Like if he can't get it, that's okay, but say that.
I mean, Anonymous, I'm stressed out for you. I mean, how do you feel after hearing all this? I mean, where's your thoughts with it?
I'm conflicted. I mean, like, I can see why this would feel like lying to her. But on the other hand, I feel like I'm justified in the way I'm coming about it. And I feel like she's still going to be happy with at least getting a ring and being proposed to. But I'm conflicted, I guess.
I know. But you got to save that money. That's the thing, man. Like,
I get where you're coming from. I would just think about it. Because the idea of finding out, like, that's a lot of...
That would suck.
That's a very elaborate plan.
Jess is not wrong.
To lie.
Okay, so I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but we typically do something called a Talk Me Out of It update on Mondays, where we just check back in with people to see how these things went. Would you be interested in coming back on Monday to let us know which box did you go with? Did you go with Tiffany's box or did you go with the Jared box? Would you be down to call us back?
Yeah.
Okay. So like obviously we don't know your name, we don't have your phone number. We'd have to rely on you calling us back. Are you down?
Yeah, I could do that.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at kramerandjess.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.